techniques to blend social media with traditional marketing. Successfully marketing a small business today takes a multi-dimensional approach. So even small business today thinks of a multi-prong approach. So they will not think about only being in the press or only being in the digital. It is like press, offline and online, and within that also different medias that they want to use. It's a content contest between different ways of to market. So whether you market online, whether you market brick and mortar route, or you market through both, today's customers cross easily between online and offline. So that is one important aspect. Customers, whether you want or not, customers have already used both offline and online media to their advantage. So it is more relevant for you to be present in both at the right place at the right time. Important to blend channels. So you need to know where your customers are most frequenting, which channels are most referred, etc. And therefore, accordingly, you go and blend your channel strategy. No longer about how many people did we reach. Reach is not important now, essentially today. I am not saying that it is not at all important. But on internet or online, it has become so important to be regularly present. So frequency is more important that way. While in the print and magazine and in the TV also, broadcast TV, people talk do about reach and frequency both. Online needs a lot of frequency. So what that one need to be really careful about. Large networks are not always the best place to be. So it may be prompting to be among the large groups, but then probably there is a fear of clutter and being lost. So many times it is important to develop small group and then come up. There are various 7 points of blending social media is given in the book. Kindly do refer that. I am not covering because they are self-explanatory. Make print a social driver. So print can be your driver for bringing people onto your social media. Therefore, you often see those Facebook, Instagram, this thing being given in the any print advertisements. That means you are available on the those social media. So when customers come there, they have to look for you. Showcase social mentions on print, etc. You have to really create your social mentions in the whatever print article and print advertisements, etc. that you carry. Capture the cross-promotional power of QR codes. QR codes are another medium that can really connect you well with the social media quickly. So interested one has to just scan it so that he is taken to the right page. Create an offline promotion with an online benefit. So people see your promotion offline, and then for capitalizing that promotion, they have to come online and do certain form filling or do certain submissions. So you are achieving both the goals of promotion as well as lead generation. Build engagement and list with email signups, sheets or opt-in cards, etc. So we have discussed this entire thing about email, opt-in, opt-out, etc. Get everyone in your business involved. Every stakeholders, if they unify with you, then you are able to create a very comprehensive, unified approach. So even your associates can publish your content, can get linked to your site, you give them a reverse link, etc. Even vendors and those things can, you know, support you in that. Then the proliferation of your post will be much wider. Cross-sell continuously online and offline. So offer various cross-sell promotions, both offline and online. So these are the ways, the technique that will help you to build a synergy between your social media and the traditional marketing. So what is the role of social media in niche marketing? That's a new topic that we are now on. What do golf clubs or Japanese animation and tattoo parlors have in common? Okay, that's a question asked to generate an interest. These are the things which is very relevant to a local area. So their target is within the small periphery, 4 to say 10 kilometers within the place that you are in. It's a niche service or the product that you are offering. Possible for people to tap that within certain geographic distance. Beauty parlors are there across. There are many known beauty parlors who is very far away from you. Only in rarest of rare cases you may go. Otherwise, you use what is locally available. So that's the importance of being niche, being local. How does this social media contribute in that? Potential customers are much more easier to find. There are promotion tools available there where which is within certain kilometers, certain radius, etc. You can publicize your post, you can publicize your products, services, etc. as the case may be. It is necessary to specially reach people who are interested in with you who are interested in your category that you are connected with. Putting this location-based aspects vis-a-vis categorization of people interested in certain services and product, you are able to connect well with them. The reach of this niche company is greatly increased through the sharing of content. Content really attracts right people to you, and when they see that the content has its own utility, in-depthness, they will start following you. They will become your followers. Social media is a tool available to everyone, so that there is no restrictions of people coming in and subscribing to your page, your friendship request, put a friendship request to you, etc. You are able to capture the attention. That is very important. Then you have a choice to accept the request or reject the request, as the case may be. But what is important is, are you getting noticed? That has to be seen by you. In the niche, the ROI is very important. They are always short on cash, investment, money, etc. So they always look for a better ROI. Social media, their reach, their connect with the local groups, etc. is far better. So it is very effective. Whatever money that you will probably spend on that, the chances of getting a better return on investment is there with the niche marketing that you do using a social media. Five general ROIs from using social media marketing, like you can do the increasing user engagement through your user comments, likes, and getting more shares, etc., getting more forwards, etc. Gain a better understanding of your followers through communicating with your audience. So like you often create an engaging conversation, create a worthy of comment kind of articles, create polls, etc. You are able to create a better understanding about who is following you. Reach new customers through the network of your fans. So you can reach the new customers through your fans. And so then there is that, you know, forwarding of it. You create a referral programs, etc. Differentiate yourself from your competitors. Your entire interaction on social media should differentiate you, like in the market, also on the social media vis-a-vis your competition. Increase sale of your business. Yes, at the end you are trying to see ROI is nothing but getting more sale from your business. So these are the ways that you can leverage, you can get a better ROI. Niche social network targeting, devoted industry fans. And so how do you do that? Choose an interest area of your audience, something related to what your company specializes in. Add to that, there is a niche social networking groups available. Try to see that whether you connect with them, whether you create a group for those kind of enthusiasts, etc. So that's how you create a traction with the niche group within your available locality. How do they work? And niche social networks do the same thing, just on a more specialized playing field. So micro communities are an effective and important way to reach the people who are already interested in your brand's line of work. Be it laughing clubs, be it NGOs, be it any other cooking recipes sharing, be it Cadbury or say Cadbury based item manufacturing or cakes group, etc. There are so many such things you will find. That's the niche that you can tap, or you create a niche wherein you create interested people to become a participants, for which you will have to be then providing the content, while on the other end, the content provided by somebody, you are only participating and you are taking an opportunity to put forward your brand, put forward your comment, put forward your links, etc., so that the people or the group members can know about you, can use your services, etc. How does this work? Overall niche marketing and social media, this thing, niche social networks allow you to pursue targeted branding opportunities. So we are talking about niche group available on the social media. They allow you a targeted branding opportunity. It is important to remember that niche social network will not tolerate spams. So that is one important thing. You cannot just put in your advertisements without bypassing the group norms, etc. They will throw you out. So distribute worthwhile creative resources to get their dedication and attention. But they promote you to contribute. And that contribution should attract, open an eyes of individual. He must be specialist in the yoga, or he must be good in cooking skills, etc. So that what should create a inward connect with you. So then they start talking to you separately, and then you build your relationship and capitalize on that. the possibility seems limitless when you are the member of the social media group or when you create a social media niche group. So that's what very important to know. Social media networking, targeting devoted industry fans, we are learning about that niche group. How do they know which ones are worth it? So you need to know, how do you determine which group is more worthy of you, for you. Social media marketing is a time consuming long term approach in marketing. Therefore, knowing which websites to target can be tricky. So you have to have various ways that you can adopt to determine which group is useful to you. Now we move on to marketing on Facebook, which is one of the platform under social media. We have learned earlier the niche marketing using social media. This is mass marketing through Facebook, but it's not entirely mass marketing. Facebook also offers relevant groups, relevant page creations, etc. 1.3 million active users are there, 60% of who log in on a daily basis. So 62% of the people log Facebook on a daily basis. I am probably one of them. Facebook offers one of the best advertising platforms. Very, very unusual for you to accept. Same was here, but yes, the statistics reveals that it's turning out to be a very useful advertising medium today. Facebook pages are the free tool. So remember, the page that you create is a free, free to create. Then it offers you an option to promote the page. Page subscription is not based on your accepting the friend request or rejecting the friend request. It is independent, and that is visible to people even outside your friendship circle, while your other posts and various things are limited to your friendship circle. So that's a difference that you need to know. So that's the reason why people create page and popularize the page. So that's the power that Facebook offers to you. Pages and pages that you create, etc., also become part of search engine optimization. So search engine crawlers also check that out, and as a result, your SEO strategy and tactics should also have social media pages as one part of it. Advertisers, as Facebook allows you, your brand to target very specific communities. You should attempt, just for learning purpose, go to a social media, this thing, there's a provision to advertise, and then you get into that, you know, initiate that, you know, put any budget, and then get into what are slicing that they offer. You will be amazed. These are the geography, age, education, the likes, this hobbies and whatnot. And on that basis, you can create your profile, whom you want to target. It will keep giving you, the moment you keep adding each attribute, it will keep telling you that how many people it is likely to reach and for which, what is the emerging cost. So it keeps telling you that. So that's the beauty. Video advertisements do very well on Facebook. Yes, videos always are engaging. They have also overcome. So earlier when the video was posted, I had a choice to play. So many I was skipping. Now the moment you are scrolling, the video starts automatically playing. And the moment I see a little bit, my interest gets into it. So you see that power of live video streaming. Marketers have an opportunity to use Facebook to expand their online footprints. They directly can engage with the target customers. That's the power. Attention will always be the name of the game. Means you create good attention, you get a lot of inbound traffic on your right digital platforms. Difference between business page and the personal profile. So we are trying to understand on the Facebook. Pages are by default public. So as I told you earlier, it is shown, it is visible to everybody, whether they are your friendship or whether they are your circle or not. While the page is split into different categories, you can categorize your page. So if you say there are certain ready categories being provided by Facebook when you decide to create a page, so that's a categorization available to you. So in that categorization related, people also search. So that's how the connect to the social and SEO, this thing comes in. So categorization of the page is possible. Personal profiles is limited to your accepting the friendship. You require mutual acceptance to connect. While on the page, anyone can connect you. The moment they give you likes and all, they become your follower of the page. So therefore, people expect you to put more and more information on the page. Facebook expects you to promote the page. That's where their revenue stream comes in. Being on a social, this thing, it is very important that you be transparent and fair. People like to connect with people and not with the faceless brand. So create a face for yourself. Your brand has to be visible, felt, agile, active. That's what is the power of Facebook for your brand. Facebook for business best practices. So what is the best practice? Be interactive, fun and helpful. Always be interactive, create a valid content, be helpful, create fun also. It's not that business guys cannot have a fun within, etc. It is all the ways to engage. Embedded videos on your Facebook page. There is no reason why you should send people to YouTube. People should be able to see the video then and there itself, and they have same provision to put which is there on the YouTube. And so it is embedded there, and they can also then give you a like, subscribe, etc. out there. Create a connection between Facebook and the outside world. That is, promote their events through Facebook updates and photos, etc. So be interactive to face the outside world. There are features that is available to you. So create events, create watch a party, and there are so many create rooms now that is available. You see on the top. So the rooms can be created and the discussion can be triggered. Create content on Facebook. Contents can be fun, engaging, discussion can be very live. Create a live forum. So these are some of the best practices. Integrate traditional advertising with the Facebook. So you have complete traditional advertising being published in Times of India. From there, you now slice that advertisements and at a regular interval publish relevant information on the Facebook pages. People connect that well with the traditionally published advertisements, and at the right time, when the information sinks into them, when they repeatedly see your communication on the Facebook, they are the most likely to become your lead. Use Facebook to grow your email list, yes, by creating lead opportunity, by creating something for which the customer has to submit a form. You develop your mailing list. Introduce new product on Facebook first, as you have often seen. It is pays to do that, and then break your TV commercial, or then break your print advertisements, because by that time many would have already seen. So your attention grabbing on the print or the commercial, this thing becomes more. Always welcome new visitors. Always approach new people with the friend request relevant to you. Integrate social contents on your Facebook page. Don't be always business centric. Create a very, very spread of this thing so that people like to be. Show your concerns for the society. Show your concern for the common man. How it helps, how you are contributing to them, etc. Like other businesses also on the Facebook, and also connect more with the other Facebook. So something happening there also will give you attraction. So these are some of the best practices that we have studied. We come to LinkedIn, again a professional network. That's a professional network where only professionals prefer to go and be there. It's a business oriented where employees, businessmen, professionals, etc. come together. It's like today growing very rapidly. It has some unique features that gets you the business perspective to your brand. It's really offers you a lot of brand building initiatives. You can have your landing page, you can have your other pages, you can have your various options to publish your content, etc. That is available on that. You can like others, as they say, you have to comment more on others, feeds, etc., so that you remain relevant. All this matters when it comes to LinkedIn. It is today also provides you the job searching opportunity. People have a business opportunity. You participate in the groups, you follow certain groups, and then remain active on there. So expectation is that you may get a business traction. Employee can list jobs, so you can list job. That is also provision available. Potential candidates will find and then approach you. Job seekers can review the profile of a hiring managers and discover which of their existing contacts can introduce them, etc. Because LinkedIn shows you how many common contacts are there. So now you know that if this company has called for a job request, etc., you can probably find out who's the one who can better introduce you, so that your chances improve in presence of the job seeker. So these are some of the advantages. A user can post their own photos and view photos of the others, view others' content, comment on that. All this matters because you will be looked upon as a professional. Your spread, your comment, your participation in others' content will really lift your professional image in the minds of the follower that you have. Others who come to see your profile also will get impression. It is not critical to remain static on LinkedIn. Don't come on LinkedIn only if you have to just put it and forget about it. I have today many profiles seen who has changed the job, but their old job listing is there. So there is no fun then. Okay. Users can follow different companies. You have a company groups available. You have a professional groups available. So that is also you can participate, follow them, etc. You can save job bookmarks. You can bookmark various pages and all. So any updates on them will come to you faster. The gated access approach is intended to build the trust among the service users. This LinkedIn has an approach which is very, very systematically structured. You just can't get crash onto anybody. So that is why it has remained so far a professional group. You have to first seek the permission, or they have services like InMail, etc. Only when you take that, some content is allowed to be sent to the other recipient whom you may not know. Otherwise, everything is through acceptance of your this thing, and then only the message can exchange between the two. When trying the name of the given company, or you search in the inbox, etc., various other statistics come in front of you. When you search an employee, his profile come in front of you. So this is what is the power of LinkedIn that one can utilize to get leverage for its professional brand building, corporate image building, etc. Levering the SEO friendly nature of LinkedIn, you create a better positioning. Creating a benefit driven summary, showcasing your experience, expertise, what have you contributed, what is your intellectual this thing that you own, all that when you do for yourself, you are creating a positioning for yourself. So if today I have to be seen as a marketing professional, post that I had done, the pictures that I have posted, the comment that I have written, all should reflect my knowledge and understanding about the subject of marketing. So when somebody refers to it, then he will come to know that, oh, this gentleman looks to be a professional marketing person. So that's what LinkedIn is all about. LinkedIn project marketing can write about a new sales plan or organizing a webinar, event, building some new software, calling for collaborations, launching new products also happen on LinkedIn. Because being a professional network, professional services and all can be very well launched on LinkedIn. Groups are there. LinkedIn have various groups, professional groups being created. Groups are either an open group, so they are a permission driven group. So certain groups, when you approach, then you will be told that your request is submitted to the administrator, and once accepted, you will be confirmed. When administrator accepts your this thing, you get an intimation that you are being accepted in the group. So then whatever the post, etc., that come in will come also in your page. You can approach and you can post that, your message is also on those groups, etc. So that's the power of groups. Open groups are open to all, generally may have a larger number, but then it is a generalized in nature. Selective professional groups really then leverages you and helps you building not only your position, but business traction, etc. SlideShare, LinkedIn has a unique this thing application called SlideShare. It allows you to embed your presentation, convert it into kind of a video and audio in terms of a slide presentation. Look and feel is that as a slide presentation. You can forward the slides, etc. You cannot download, but yes, you have access to certain part of the SlideShare, etc., which you can keep it for reference, etc. So you can bookmark and all. So that is the power of SlideShare. Intelligent people or the information seeking people will want to come to SlideShare to learn more about. I also occasionally use even today, because it gives you a good information in a shortest possible time, because they are compiled subject specific SlideShares are available. So you are able to garner more information in a short time. Reading list by Amazon. So LinkedIn projects, don't miss this opportunity to create a window into your passions and interests by showcasing and reviewing your latest reads. Amazon and LinkedIn has a collaborative this thing where if you have completed certain Amazon books, etc., when you post your opinions and this thing, there is a LinkedIn reference that gets created. So people will come to know that which books recently have you read. So in many people, you will see that he has completed this book, he has completed that book. You can see the books that he has covered so far. So that's an amazing opportunity to showcase your reading and the knowledge acquisition that you have for you. LinkedIn My Travel and Events, that's also another option. wherever you travel, if you are connected with the LinkedIn and that feature is activated, etc. So your movements and all will be visible. Your messaging that you create will be also known to people while you are on move. So your travel, this thing can be tracked by people, and they will then get into when you go to that city and people come to know that you are here. You can probably connect better. Somebody who's keen to meet you, somebody who's keen to connect with you can page you, and then you can decide the possibility of meeting, etc. So that's one important aspect of LinkedIn. WordPress blog links. LinkedIn offers you WordPress based blog links. So whatever blog that you create using WordPress can feature in the LinkedIn. Otherwise, it's not possible. I use other website services and the blog services, so it is not possible. I have to then force fit my data, etc. While with the WordPress and LinkedIn, it is quite friendly, this thing. So that's another one. Polls, then you can create various kinds of polls, opinions. So on a very intelligent subjects, on a very open, confused environment. So during COVID, a lot of polls have happened where people were predicting or wanting to know what others think about when market will open, how the market will open, what will make business succeed in COVID time and whatnot. So there are those polls and all. What you create and what you get to read, both will be a mutually beneficial activity. So that's the power of LinkedIn. Connect with your direct first degree network. You are able to connect definitely with your first degree network. So whatever content that you upload on the LinkedIn will be visible to them. Look at the contacts which are now available as an imported context. Like every time LinkedIn pages you, okay, these are the people whom you can invite. So when you click it, the request goes, an invitation is sent to them. If that person accepts, you are connected. Same is that inward the invitation that you receive. So that's a imported context, this thing. LinkedIn, because they will be more open to accept your invitation. Because you are coming from LinkedIn, people are very friendly to accept. They know that he must be also another professional, which is not the case with Facebook. Facebook also tries to prompt you, people you may know, etc. But then you are quite conscious about accepting or rejecting them, while which is not the case with LinkedIn. I probably at times without even reading profile connect, yes, tick tick tick, you know, so that I know that ultimately a professional is coming to me. So that's the power of being on LinkedIn. Fill your network with valuable new connection of your business. Define your target groups, look at for similar profiles. These are few things that you do every time. Search for people meeting similar profile. LinkedIn also prompts you. They give you different option wise people you may know, kind of university, profession, degrees or designations, etc. So that's the power with which you can expand your network. Advanced search options, search for people, join groups, save your people searches and create an alert when people with such kind of things come up again in the LinkedIn, etc. So these are some of the power that LinkedIn offers for you to leverage. Thank you.